The Great Invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Quote, the above invocation or prayer does not belong to any person or group, but to all humanity. The beauty and the strength of this invocation lies in its simplicity and in its expression of certain central truths which all men innately and normally accept, the truth of the existence of a basic intelligence to whom we vaguely give the name of God, the truth that behind all outer seeming, the motivating power of the universe is love, the truth that a great individuality came to earth, called by Christians the Christ, and embodied that love so that we could understand. The truth that both love and intelligence are effects of what is called the will of God. And finally, the self-evident truth that only through humanity itself can the divine plan work out. Close quote. Alice A. Bailey.